You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and this week we start with Clifford Brown, Max Roach.
Thank you.
looks like the producer was sort of giving them the wrap it up sign there. That's Clifford Jordan from February 1961, a piece called Prince, not Prince like the rock guy, Print with T, P-R-I-N-T-S, Prince. It's off a package on the Jazzland label called A Story Tale. Clifford Jordan on tenor, Sonny Red alto, Tommy Flanagan piano, Art Davis bass, and Elvin Jones on the drums. It rounds out our set. Let's go to the top. We started with Clifford Brown, Max Roach, and I'll Remember April from February 1956 off a package on the Emercy label, Live at Basin Street. Clifford Brown trumpet, Sonny Rollins was there on tenor, Richie Powell piano, George Morrow bass, and Max Roach on the drums. Then another from Clifford Brown, Max Roach, this from June 1955, Jordu. It's on the Emercy label, a package called More Live at the Beehive. Clifford Brown trumpet, Harold Land on tenor, Richie Powell piano, George Morrow bass, and Max Roach on the drums. Then we had two by Ernie Henry. We had Like Someone in Love from September 1957, a package on the Riverside label. It was called Seven Standards and Blues. Ernie Henry on alto, Wynton Kelly piano, Wilbur Ware on bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. And from that same session, we listened to Ernie Henry with a follow-up tune called Specific Gravity. After Ernie Henry, it brought us around to Clifford Jordan and Prince. It all happens here on Jazz Oasis. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. I'm Steve. Our timeline here runs roughly from 1944 through 1964. And the second half of our show begins with Johnny Griffin. Thank you. There's Hampton Hawes to round out that set from June 1955. Blues the Most, off a package on the Contemporary label called The Trio. Hampton Hawes piano, Red Mitchell bass, Chuck Thompson on the drums. Go to the top of the set. We started with Johnny Griffin off a package called The Congregation on the Blue Note label. Side called I'm Glad There Is You from October 1957. You had Johnny Griffin on tenor, Sonny Clark piano, Paul Chambers bass, Kenny Dennis on the drums. Then we listened to Bobby Timmons from October 1964. Leela was the name of it. Package on the Prestige label called Working Out. Bobby Timmons on piano, Wayne Shorter tenor, Johnny Lytle on the vibes, Keeter Best bass, and Pepper Hinnett on drums. I felt like Liza Doolittle's father, Hinnett. Dropping the H there, on the drums. Peppy Hinnett on the drums. That led us around to Hampton Hawes. You've been listening to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. We do it every week. We'll be back again next time to take us on our Let's Call on Mary Lou Williams. We'll see you next time around.